Text 6. You will hear a story about the boy and the dog.
Before you listen to text 6, read questions 14 to 17 now. Listen to text 6 and answer questions 14 to 17.
David's parents told him that they were going to an island resort for their holidays. Needless to say, David went wild with excitement upon hearing the news. He imagined combing the beach for seashells and surfing on the waves with his father. Little did he expect that he would find a starving dog whimpering for help. The island resort was practically deserted except for holiday seekers like David and his parents. When he saw a dog in the distance, the thought that he was going to save her life never crossed his mind. She was skinny and weak, barely able to walk. Yet, she limped over to the boy. Then, he saw that she was covered in fleas and had bruises all over her. It was a sign that she had been beaten. David could not turn his back on her, like her owner must have done so. To him, she did not seem like a stray dog. It was more likely that she was brought to the island and left there. And there she stood, so close to death. David could imagine vultures circling in the sky above her. With his parents' help, David gave the dog some food and took her to the resort, where there was a doctor. He was not a vet, but he did his best to clean her wounds and bandage them. A week later, when she was better, David managed to sail home with his new pet. It was indeed an unusual holiday that he would remember for a long time to come.
Question 14. Where were David and his family going to spend their holidays? Question 15. We know there was no one at the resort because it was... Question 16. After looking at the dog, David concluded that it was... Question 17. The holiday was a memorable one for David because he... Listen to text 6 again.
David's parents told him that they were going to an island resort for their holidays. Needless to say, David went wild with excitement upon hearing the news. He imagined combing the beach for seashells and surfing on the waves with his father. Little did he expect that he would find a starving dog whimpering for help. The island resort was practically deserted except for holiday seekers like David and his parents. When he saw a dog in the distance, the thought that he was going to save her life never crossed his mind. She was skinny and weak, barely able to walk. Yet, she limped over to the boy. Then, he saw that she was covered in fleas and had bruises all over her. It was a sign that she had been beaten. David could not turn his back on her, like her owner must have done so. To him, she did not seem like a stray dog. it was more likely that she was brought to the island and left there. And there she stood, so close to death. David could imagine vultures circling in the sky above her. With his parents' help, David gave the dog some food and took her to the resort where there was a doctor. He was not a vet, but he did his best to clean her wounds and bandage them. A week later, when she was better, David managed to sail home with his new pet. It was indeed an unusual holiday that he would remember for a long time to come.